Jeff Amory, proceed. Yeah. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Yeah, good.
You fed me right away this morning. I'm your new best friend.
Yeah,
so
we had that Bohemian brat that Dave Gertz makes, and some homemade sauerkraut with it.
And the buns, they had some spectacular buns.
Oh, boy, I tell you, you got everything at Proceed.
they know how to do all that fun stuff, and I'll probably be back there again in a little while.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
will be.
Proceed, you guys have been busy this off season. I've seen you guys around quite a bit.
Yeah, this is a busy time of year for shows and trying to get out and meet and greet our customers and growers and new growers, too, to answer questions and try to promote and see where we're going.
Let me ask you this: when you do shows, do you get a chance to meet new people and kind of sway the customers?
Yeah. We do. You know, there's that person that my neighbor has been growing Proceed, and you know, I'd like to see this. I like what it did here, or that brand new person, show me what you have.
Yeah,
you know, they get tickled a little bit. They know that Proceed is very strong in sunflowers. Years ago, when we started, it was the only product that Keith had on the lineup.
Really,
when he first started. Had his own breeder in that, then the breeder died, and then he needed to expand and brought in the soybeans and corn at that time. So we do have people that are saying, hey, I've heard of you. You guys are on KQLX Radio. We heard that. I don't know who that is.
Somebody's listening? What?
Exactly. But, no, we do get that, and we start setting that up right away, introduce them to some of the names of the dealers in their area and whatever, but just to get them to know and try to help
them. You guys are really straightforward. That's the other part I really like about you guys, and the corn seeds and the soybean and the list. It's just like, here's what we got. There's what we offer, and we stand behind it.
And Proceed's premise has always been, since Keith started the company, is to let's make our growers successful. You know, maybe there's something we don't have that they really need. We're going to point them in the direction. But 99.9% of the time, we have something that they need. So,
what's the biggest thing that growers look for when they're checking out seeds right now?
Right now, it's their return on investment.
Okay.
You know, they want how can they make the most money per acre, and we're all trying to do that right now. There's sometimes where am I losing the least money too? But you know, we're out there to make money, and we're going to try to help them in all ways we can. We've got quite a few customers that are asking now about our conventional corn. It's a little bit more recently priced because we don't have the trait fees and that on it. So they're trying to do it out, and we're trying to explain to them how to make that still pencil out for them, not only by cost of seed, but cost of production also. What's, you know, what do they have to look out for? What, you know, when do they scout for corn borer? When do they look for anything?
Yeah, and that's with conventional.
Anomalies? That is the conventional. There's no trait.
That's going to like the old school, right?
It is, to a degree. Not as old as some of us are, but it's not open pollinated, but it's still a hybrid.
And I don't mean it to sound this way, but it's not the norm yet anymore, right? It's
so most people need to have some traits, especially the corn borer. Some areas, rootworm is very, very important, so we need to do it that way. You know, it started out with the Roundup gene. And that was about the only gene there was at that time. And then it moved into the VT2, which was corn borer, and so on and so forth. So, and we've been very good. Proceed has about going after the technologies that are important to our people.
Jeff, let's talk about sales promotions. You know, some companies only do in the fall, trying to get you before the new year, but you guys still do have some promotions on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have the Right Choice program, which we're pretty well known for, and what that is, you get 3/4 of seed, like 200 units of soybeans makes, or am I going? I just left it. No, 200 units make a quarter, so you get 3/4 of seed. Then you get Shields gift cards for either guns or whatever. Or if you have enough, you can get it for Delta Vacations, too. So
I
you
like
can
this.
Use it whenever you want.
Yeah, I mean, you can go buy a new baseball bat if you want or a fishing rod or whatever it happens to be. So
you could do anything you want with it. Yeah.
That is.
But most of our growers like to use it for firearms.
Hunting and those types
of
things.
You know, one thing about farmers, we love to be outdoors. We love to hunt. Do that. It's pretty cool.
Supply, it's everything is...
Supplies are very good.
Okay.
We have set ourselves up this year knowing that we were going to be a little bit stronger on corn. We So we produced more corn this past year. Our soybean supplies are very, very good. We're in the middle of our seed now and delivering, so things are going well. It's been a great year for delivering seed early, and because we haven't had to fight the tremendous amount of snow.
I've found that most people stay pretty true to their rotation, though. I used to ask, well, was anybody kind of deferring? And it's like, no, not really, because they would just have their rotation. They may switch to like a sunflower, right?
Well, there is some time we got. Sometimes that rotation needs to be changed because of the ROI, you know, how much money can we make. Guys are trying to pencil wheat out, and they're running out of pencils in some cases. It's really hard because they really need the rotation of the wheat to add soil tilth to help with some of the problems that are out there as far as weeds and that. But they're also looking at other things, bringing canola down into the southern part of North Dakota instead of just up in the northern tier. We're having more people ask about sunflowers and that. The big thing on that is I ask if Grandpa's still part of the farm. If Grandpa's still part of the farm, it's a hard sell because Grandpa got the late 80s was tough on Grandpa. So,
88, 89. Those
Our new hybrids of sunflowers have improved so much as far as Clarentinia and some of that. And I just tell the guys, you know, hey, use your Right Choice program to get guns. But if you need more money on that, you can write your gun off for blackbird controls.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
I don't know if that's really a true way of doing it, but that's a I think we
That's
can.
That's what you've been told. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's amazing how important it is to do and get the right seed.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And somebody that you're familiar with and comfortable with. You know, we stand behind our product very, very good.
Is the term virility, is that what it's like for every seed you put in the ground, there's like a certain percentage of.
You can use that word.
Is that right? Did I just get myself in trouble?
No, Eric, please report to Human Resources.
Yeah, exactly. No. We want that seed to grow.
Yeah.
You know, the germination of it is we're very strong on it. We test our seed 3 or 4 times during the year, the winter. When it comes in off the field, we test it. We test it the middle of winter. We test it when we condition it. So we know what it is.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
That's a very good way of doing it. There are, we don't have to do it that way. We just do.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, sir, anything else before we let you go?
No, it's, you know, if you're in the Devil's Lake area by the Woodland Resort, come on up today to Granary on Ice. It's a beautiful day out there. It really is.
Oh.
I've just got a sweatshirt on, and it's the way to go.
Yeah, there's
lots of food out there. And
about 30 businesses out there, but everybody is... Nobody's charging for anything. It's just basically good conversation. You can talk about next year. I think that's the premise of it, to talk about chemical or talk about seed or maybe have some questions. Maybe
it's to reinforce the relationships we have with our growers.
Right.
It really is. And, you know, I don't see a lot of people driving a couple hundred miles to this, but the ones in the upper part
Jenny
here,
did.
Yeah, exactly. I did this morning. I left at 4:45, but I'm fine. But
I'm telling you right now, make sure you stop by the Proceed Bungalow, because the food that you guys have is very good. The
Bohemian
sauce. I'm not going to say a little anymore. What did you call it? Bohemians?
They're Bohemian brats.
Bohemian brats. They are fantastic. And they are larger than I expected. So.
Well, they're smaller than the big brats, but
but everything is fantastic. Yeah,
and the entertainment there is great. You know, we have Everett and Tony in there, so the sideshow is, you wouldn't believe.
Well,
and stop in and meet our new guy, Adam. Adam from Mayville is there, and love to have you meet him. And let's get going.
Stop by and see you guys, then you can go down and shoot some hockey pucks because they're doing that down there
as well. Somebody out there golfing, I see. That's cool. So, but if you need seed, think Proceed.
Very good.
Hey, thanks, Eric. And good to see you again.
Good to see you. Proceed.net.
I've trained you well. I've trained you well, my friend.
Took me 3 years. All right, thank you,
sir. Everybody be safe out there and enjoy the 40s tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Mick said it's going to be in the 40s, so I'm going to hold him to it.
Okay, I be as well.
The wine mirror flash. You got to do that.
All right. Exactly.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep, thanks very much.